Molly stopped in her tracks. He lay on his bed, a shadow of the man she spent time with some months before, pale, drawn, and sweating. He lifted a hand to give her a small wave.
"You're a sight for sore eyes, Molly girl. Come and give your old man a hug."
She dashed over and flung her arms around him, careful not to touch his leg. "Oh, Dad, what the hell have you been doing to yourself?" she moaned, fighting back the tears.
I'm in a wee bit of a mess. One slip was all it took. That's all it ever takes for an accident, I suppose. That's why they call them accidents. Don't fret now. I had the morphine to help with the pain, but they're going to have to reset the leg, and it's picked up a bit of infection, too. But once I'm back on the mainland and get some penicillin into me, I'll be as right as rain.
He stroked her back softly.
If I don't look my best, it's just because I've not taken anything for the pain today. I was saving it for when they carry me down that bloody staircase.
Are you sure that's all, Dad? She stood back up. Do you want me to look at it for you? Redress the splints?
Nay, lass, leave it well enough alone. 4 or 5 hours from now I'll be in a ward bed, and it can wait that long. I want to thank you for giving up your time and watching after the light for me. I promise, as soon as I'm able to come back, I'll just love it here and would hate to lose my post.
Molly didn't want to let on how much she was dreading being alone. She figured he had enough on his plate without worrying about her. She dragged an upright chair over and sat down, smiling as she did so. "It's fine, Dad. Don't you worry about that. You just get better. Mrs. Frost was ever so nice about it, even loaned me some books to read. She said she's going to propose a scholarship for me to go to med school when I get back, if I study hard."
"Well, good on her," he beamed. "I'll have to write her a letter of thanks. You'd make a damn fine doctor, Molly. That's for bloody sure. A lot better than some of the male ones I've worked with over the years. I've got some money put aside, so if you get in, I can help you with fees and such."
She nodded gratefully and found her eyes brimming with tears. Could there ever be a better father in the world? She didn't think so. "Thanks, Dad. You're the best. How about I make us a cup of tea while the men are unloading?"
"Only if you tip a measure of rum in it. Purely for the fortitude, you understand."
He smiled and winked, and she smiled back, knowing she could never refuse him anything.